ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. My former running mate, Cece Goldwater, Barry Goldwater's granddaughter.
That's right.
On the big Goldwater Miller 08, remember? We ran.
You did.
Right.
You lost.
Yes, we did. Resoundingly. We had. I think we could, because we could not pick a slogan and stick with it. What was it? Wait a minute. Oh, family name, no skills, just like W. That was one of them.
Yeah.
Ex-Republican girls gone wild.
Yeah.
We changed mottos every day. However, she has some delightful thoughts on the anti-gay bill in Arizona. Her dad was, grandfather,
mm-hmm.
him, that guy, was very well known
yep.
for not just his opposition to the religious right, but his support of gay rights.
That's right.
And his grandson is gay,
right.
Cece's brother.
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, all right, so with lots, and then Dean Oblady Oblada also has a great piece on the Arizona.
He does.
Yes, we are awaiting Bonefinger.
Yeah.
Who is talking, who's at this point consulting with both sides, the homophobes and the people that believe everyone should be treated equally in America. Because there are two sides to that issue. Every issue has two sides.
If she doesn't sign it by Saturday, I believe it becomes law automatically.
Right. Right. Yeah. So we were here. We were reporting yesterday. There were reports that she is going to veto it, but we don't know. That's like there are a lot of rumblings like that.
Yeah. But
obviously, a lot of the Republican legislators that have... even voted for it, urged
yeah.
her to veto it, John McCain, Jeff Flake, and I think more importantly, all of the business leaders pretty much in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So
large corporate business leaders,
right.
Some bigoted small business owners say, keep it!
Right. Okay, so we will talk about that. And it is Wednesday, so sexy liberal Carlos Sells Rocky, Coffee with Carlos, and we're hoping actually earlier than hour three, because Jim Ward, no in casa today.
No.
But we should pray, because we are all animal lovers. His
mm-hmm.
his favorite cat's been missing for like 36 hours,
yeah.
And so he's been up all night and tired, and anyway, so pray for Jim's kitty. That's how you know that, A, you're an animal lover, and B, you have a silly show. When the first thing I came in, and Travis was like, there's something I need to show you. And I thought, oh, is there some breaking news out of Arizona, something I need here on the newscast? He's like, there's a corgi on a carousel. And you go watch, because he's... Listen, I don't have time for that. You know why?
Why?
I'm too busy watching the kitten wiggle its ears when it gets fed the milk from a bottle. It's a teeny black kitten, and it keeps wiggling its ears. It's okay. Just Google it, kids. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, you can only watch the cat jumping up and down and be let inside so many times. And the polite bear.
Oh, polite bear waving.
Polite bear, but that was very short. That was, after a while,
sometimes
it's unsatisfying.
Sometimes all you need is 7 seconds.
Internet animal thing. No, a lot of people I saw on our Facebook page, that was too short.
Well,
you wanted to see more of the interaction with the polite bear. It was just a little...
Well, you didn't want to see the point where polite bear runs through the fence and eats the
right,
lady.
The idiot thinks it's okay to wave to a grizzly.
Right.
Hi! He's like, oh, I'm sorry, what? I can't, can you come closer? Oh, hi. Oh, hi. Hi, come here.
And then, one bite. That's all.
Everyone's,
that's all it'll take.
Everyone's like, that's why everyone wanted to see more tape, because they're like, okay, that's not going to end well. I mean, that's cute now.
Yeah.
All. Like, now he's polite. Okay. All right. And and someone sent another polite bear that is sitting at a picnic table, like a proper gentleman, like with his paws almost crossed on the table.
Really?
Like he's waiting at Le Cirque, just... Hi. All right.
Hi, I would like my escargot, please.
Hello. All right, so lots of stuff to get to. Oh, by the way, sometimes, you know, when you're not feeling well about yourself for whatever reason, you know, well, first of all, I'm a chick, so self-esteem problems just sort of go with the...
Oh, I thought you were going to say, well, I'm a drunk.
Well, that goes without saying.
Okay.
But I was reading an email, and somebody's dog, speaking of dogs, they're like, oh, my dog so-and-so loves you. He has a lazy eye just like you.
You have a lazy eye?
I
never noticed that.
Really?
But
I didn't either. Now I'm all night in the mirror like, what? Which one?
You sit right across
now
from me.
Now I have two overly alert eyes because now I'm concerned I appear on television to have a lazy eye.
You sit right across from me. You'd think I would have
right?
noticed something like this.
Right, and you're hypocritical at me. You and Jim both. You'd think somebody would have mentioned it by now.
But then I didn't
Although
notice.
We were on MSNBC
yeah.
and no one mentioned the epic sweating.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
Some people just do not have my best interests at heart.
I was scared.
You were. You were Cindy Brady of that broadcast. Thank God you've gotten old enough not to give a... All right. Yeah, and I was thinking, wow, this is not good news for someone that is stupidly at my age named something Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour. Not a good time to develop a lazy eye.
No.
In addition to being elderly.
At least you don't have Bob Costas' pink eye.
That's true. Maybe it was Bob Costas out there watching.
That could be.
Maybe because he had that baseball cap on over at the Olympics. That was Bob Costas, not me.
Okay.
I love that he thought the glasses disguised it.
Yeah,
like,
no
Bob, just, we can still see it.
It's like putting a magnifying glass on
we
it.
We can still see it. Nice try, though. All right. So I did get one left letter. Kelly in Fort Lauderdale. Mama, so excited, my man Nugget. She's dating someone named Nugget.
Or could it be her dog, maybe, hopefully?
No, because someone was able to buy a ticket, so someone has an opposable thumb.
Okay.
It's her man. Or maybe Kelly's a guy. Who can tell?
Kelly can be a guy's name.
Right. It's, Pride Weekend in Fort Lauderdale. Yes. By the way, I was on Randy Rhoads' show yesterday.
How'd that go?
It was hilarious. We crossed the sexy streams. Yep. Oh, my man Nugget gave me a VIP ticket to Sexy Liberal Fort Lauderdale for Valentine's Day. My gift to him is not making him go with me. He is not one of your fans.
Oh.
I am not one of your fans!
See, I'm getting little dollops of hate mail in my love letters now.
I guess so.
Really? 3 hours every day? That's what I guess his or her man says to him. All right, whatever.
He may be your husband, but he's my man.
Whatever. I'll be out partying with Kelly Saturday night in Fort Lauderdale.
Whether it's a male or a female.
Whatever. Well, that is a gift. If someone does not enjoy me, that is a gift. I'm not making them go. Although many a right-winger or whoever non-fan has been dragged to Sexy Liberal across the country and then loved it.
They have a lot of
loved
fun.
Loved it. All right. Oh, and there's some great new photos up at Sexy Liberal Facebook and SexyLiberal.com of the Phoenix show. And by the way, this is a love letter to Fred. Where's Fred? I noticed this, too. Eric in Ohio writes, hey, Steph, not only is Fred handsome and romantic, he is your furry white knight. If I were a right-wing troll caller, I'd think twice before giving you a hard time because Fred sounds ready to chow down on that moron meat yesterday. Yeah, that was weird, right? It was the right-wing caller?
Yeah. And Fred started barking in the middle of it.
He was being mean to me.
It's like Fred strapped on a pair of headphones and...
Right.
Could tell.
Could have been a coincidence, but the guy was mean. I can't remember. Who was he? Was he a gun guy? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
Who can remember?
In one ear out the
homophobe, other. Homophobe, gun guy, something. I don't remember. But anyway. Fred got quite exercised.
He did.
Yeah. All right. So, let's see. Lots of great stuff on the Arizona law. I honestly, maybe I am... you were going to say drunk, but I was going to say naive.
Okay. Sometimes drunkenness leads to naivete.
Right. I don't understand how this, Cece Goldwater said this in her piece for the Huffington Post yesterday. This is, to me, I'm not a lawyer, but clearly unconstitutional. I just can't even imagine that these kind of things could stand legally in America. Eleanor Clift.
Mm-hmm.
Who, if Jim were here, would say...
Wrong!
Right. But no, he's right, as usual, on this. Oh, my God, look, I just looked at Jim like he's there. It's very sad. Okay. Republicans go from anti-gay to no way on Arizona bill is her piece. The SB 1062 bill that was once a big hit is now taking one as its own GOP supporters have started changing their minds. Yeah, I mean, that's at least the good news in this day and age, Chris, is there has been, in my estimation, a huge backlash across the country, which... I suppose that's progress. I suppose as a country, at least we're shaming these people. Somebody was saying, like, you know, America's scornful gaze that turns once again to Arizona.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know if it's shaming more than economic.
Well, that's what Eleanor said.
Yeah.
She's saying when it comes to anti-gay legislation, which is tantamount these days to anti-business legislation.
That's what it is.
And this is where the Republican business wings. And,
yep.
And again, you know what I hate about this, Chris? I say it all the time. Why can't they do something because it's the right thing to do? It's always got to be about money. Right? It's like, it's because it's wrong in the United States of America to discriminate against anybody, period. They don't care about it. Not because it's the right thing to do to treat gay people with respect. It's because, it's going to cost us money.
That's not how the Republican brain operates. The Republican brain only sees dollar signs. They don't see right and wrong.
Yeah. Her Tea Party allies went too far with SB 1062. Eleanor says, the CEO of the Greater Phoenix Economic Council. That's who I was talking about, emailed and hand-delivered a letter. That's when you know it's serious.
Yeah.
To Brewer, warning her of costly litigation if the bill becomes law, including the loss of jobs and potential threat to next year's Super Bowl, which that's, like, I think, probably the bigger thing than anything, you know? I mean, it's America. Oh, football? Okay, well, then we'll do the right thing. Targeting the gay community, Eleanor writes, isn't good politics anymore. Nationally or in Arizona, people's opinions have changed. And, you know.
I'm trying to remember, because they did move the Super Bowl out of Arizona in 93. I'm trying to remember how much advance notice they had to do that.
Because
they moved it to Pasadena. Pasadena said, hey, we'll take it. We'll take it, you know. No problem. I think it might have been 2 years in advance, though.
Well, Pasadena will do anything. They do the doo-dah parade.
They're whores.
We apologize to anybody listening in the greater Pasadena area. We're just saying. And I speak as someone that commentated on the doo-dah parade with Paul Rodriguez one year.
Oh, God, really?
Because I'll say yes to anything.
Oh.
Hi, Rod in Mesa, Arizona. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, yeah, it's Rob Kalis. And, yeah, I just wanted to comment. I was in the march that went on 2 days ago at the Capitol there, and what we have is this may be vetoed, and you're right, it wouldn't hold up legally, I don't think. There's no laws protecting that type of attitude in this state. But the problem is it's a Republican-run House and Senate here, and we're just a couple seats off from changing that. And so this election in Arizona is really critical, and we have the numbers, and we just got to get people off the boat.
Well, you know, Rod, that's what...
around here, so we don't keep getting this ridiculous legislation that keeps coming down.
I'm actually running
as a Democrat in District 18 to try and change things.
Oh, good. Well, you know, you should read Cece Goldwater's piece in the Huffington Post. We'll link to it. But, you know, it's what she said. People in Arizona are tired of this. You know, she comes from, obviously, the Goldwater tradition there. But she said, you know, they have not done anything. She's talking about the council to do anything, jobs, anything for actual Arizonans except this nonsense. Right?
Right. And I thought that the 1070 was a bad law. And then they go and top themselves with this one. And this one is just bad all the way around. It actually draws bad attention to good religion.
Right.
You know, it puts everyone in a bad light. It's just, nothing good about it.
Right.
I don't know what they're thinking.
And Rod, I think the first thing is what you just said when you talk about unconstitutional. You're like, wait a minute, what happened to the whole separation of church and state thing? It's like, you have every right to your religious beliefs. No one's persecuting religious people in this country, but you don't have a right to discriminate against people.
And that's the problem. And I think, you know, I'm a Democrat, but I'm thinking the Tea Party people, wouldn't they be angry at this? We're spending so much tax dollars in defending this crap that it actually gets shot down anyway.
That's right.
The original Tea Party people, the people who actually founded the movement, they would be upset about it. But it's been co-opted by the religious right into this thing that has nothing to do with taxes anymore.
Well, Rod, that's why Rand Paul has come out against it, too.
And they're basing it on that New Mexico case. In that case, they specifically have laws, you know, barring discrimination. So, yeah, that person was in the wrong. It'd be almost like going up to that photographer and saying, I want my wedding done. They go, oh, no, we don't do black people.
Yeah.
It's the same equivalency in New Mexico. You can't do that.
Right.
That's why they got sued.
And people use the Bible to do that in terms of interracial marriage or whatever. So, and Dean Obadiah.
Yes.
Anyway, he raised the same question I did about how do you know? I mean, that's, you know, he wrote a very funny piece about, do you ask like trick questions to try to determine if someone's gay before you kick them out of your business? I mean,
it's a really,
really
poorly written
piece.
But Arizona does not consider LGBT people a protected class.
Right,
and so.
Right. And if you don't happen to be gay, what do you have to start like, you know, doing it on the table to prove?
I think you're baking a cake for a gay wedding, you might know.
Well, right, that. But what I'm saying is this applies to restaurants or whatever.
Does.
Can you imagine?
It does. Any
oh, my
business.
God. All right. 21 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now. 1-800-STEPH-12. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. See? Now that Fred's chief petty officer isn't here,
yeah.
Jim Ward.
Oh, he tried it with me earlier, and I'm like, no.
Fred is, once again, is his second choice, me. Hi, Fred. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Everybody say a prayer, y'all, for Jim's cat.
Yeah.
It's been missing for 36 hours. He hasn't slept all night. Poor baby. But can I just say, in good news, that corgi on the carousel?
I posted it at your Facebook page.
Travis was right. That is Meatball. Meatball the corgi.
I love that the corgi's named Meatball.
The person goes, what do you want it to do? And then, you know, he spins it,
yep.
And the dog just goes insane and
running,
barking, doing hurdles.
Yep.
I just am hoping that the queen does that with her corgis, because that looks like
on the royal
the
carousel.
Most fun a corgi can have.
Yeah.
Meatball is so excited, you got to watch it. All right. Dave in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave.
Hi. First of all, thanks for having me over to your basement.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
One point that I think everybody's missing.
I was going to say, it's Wayne's World. Wayne's World. All right, go ahead. Uh-oh, what did I do? I didn't do it. I did not
do it. I didn't do it.
I didn't do it. Dave, try back. Sorry about that. He wanted to talk about the gays. All right, as Rush Limbaugh did yesterday, here he is.
She's being attacked for suggesting she might veto the bill for economic reasons.
Mm.
I kid you not. She's not saying that the veto would be for the reason they want to hear. The same-sex homosexual advocates want her to veto it on the basis of human rights, civil rights, gay rights, and what have you. Mm. The governor of Arizona is being bullied. She's being bullied by the homosexual lobby of Arizona.
Right. 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 Right.
Yes.
Okay.
The Marriott Corporation is the homosexual lobby in Arizona. Right.
Seriously, this is the point I was trying to make earlier. Chris, do they have to be able to go, oh, don't worry, I'm still a homophobe like you. I'm with you on that. It's just going to cost us money, so come with me. Don't you love how they always turn that, oh, it's the homosexuals that are the bullies?
Because
they feel like they should be able to, you know, eat a meal in the same restaurant with everybody else. Crazy, I know.
And you don't want to piss off Apple, which is the biggest company with a gay CEO.
Right.
Right, just before they're going to open a factory in your state that employs 1,200 people.
Right. I'm told they do very well.
They do very well.
Yeah.
And they're about ready to open a glass factory in Mesa.
Right. GOP Arizona State Senator Steve Pierce.
We made a mistake, and now we got to fix it.
Yeah, this is one of the, three Republicans that voted for the bill?
Yeah.
And what the hell were they thinking? Well, seriously. Like, how this bill is so blatant. How could you not know what you were voting for?
The Arizona legislature is sometimes seen as stupid because they are a part-time legislature, not a full-time legislature.
Right. It's because of the blowback.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's just incredible. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, Dean Obadala with his new piece on the Daily Beast, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Looks like she's having a good time.
No, she's just had so many facelifts, her mouth is stuck that way. The kids call her the Joker.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. We're trying to get sexy liberal Carlos Alzraki to leave Vagina Island, as he calls his home. Because he has a wife and two kids.
That's right.
Who, by the way, he brought both of them to my party Saturday. Did you see?
I did.
He is, those are the cutest, things I've ever seen procreated. One of them was strapped to his chest. She's that little.
Yep.
Now that is a family man. He brought his lovely wife. And then his little girl is...
adorbs.
Oh, my God. Gorgeous. Anyway, so we're trying to see if we can get him in early since Jim is not in today. Pray for Jim's cat, please, everybody, who is missing. And he's been up all night. All right. All right. Oh, jumping into the fray, speaking of funny... Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Stephanie. Stephanie, was your party in Arizona because you just wanted to make sure you could go there before they passed this law?
No, our party at Phoenix Sexy Liberal was a couple weeks ago.
So oh, you did a show in Arizona.
Yes.
Even before, your show is probably the reason they did this. They're like, you know
yeah.
what? We've seen a gay, and we don't want to serve them again. Did you not tip or something? Is that what happened?
Yes, it was me. It was my fault, right.
I blame it all on you.
Well, you write, as usual, a great piece. Daily Beast, right?
Yes.
Because this is the thing. It's always a slippery slope with discrimination, isn't it, Dean?
Sure.
You write
that
Arizona's pro-discrimination law won't stop with gays.
No, it won't. That's the truth. I mean, the discrimination creeps at you little by little. This creeping discrimination. You're like, okay, I guess you can say no to gays, but in reality, the law says that you cannot serve anybody even if it substantially burdens your exercise of religious freedom, essentially. So if I went through the Bible and found a few more things, such as interracial couples, that the Bible doesn't look fondly on interracial couples.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you want to go through that part now, but I mean, there's a list of things, and other people have been writing similar articles now, going through the Bible and saying, well, if you don't like gays, then also you're not going to be able to serve these other groups of people.
Chris made this point that, you know, this one in particular, this law is written so broadly, or bill, let's just say.
Yeah.
And you say that interracial couples for many years that deemed it a crime for blacks and whites to marry were grounded upon their religious beliefs. And that, and Dean, that's been pointed out a lot in the fight for marriage equality, is people you can absolutely substitute this exact same argument that was made.
Absolutely. There was a famous case, Loving versus Virginia, which in 1967, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down laws banning blacks and whites or any interracial couples from getting married. But the trial judge in that case, which upheld a conviction, a criminal conviction of a black and white couple who were sentenced to, I think probation, not jail, but you could go to jail. You know, the judge said specifically, Almighty God created the races, white, black, yellow, red, and placed them on separate continents. And the fact he separated the races shows that he did not intend for the races to mix. That is the opinion of a judge at the time, not a preacher, not Mike Huckabee or Rick Santorum, an actual sitting judge. So, you know, it was founded on his very sincerely, strongly held, ridiculous, but strongly held religious beliefs.
Yep.
And the Bible, there's a part I cite in the Old Testament, which says the races shouldn't marry. There shouldn't be intermarriage between the different groups.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that, so you're not going to serve interracial couples, that's next. So gays, no service, interracial, got to go.
Yeah.
And of course, how do we find out if a couple's gay? I mean, is there...
Well, listen, you're right, the sexy liberal tour would be over immediately if there's women who try to tell men what to do.
That's my whole life.
Yeah.
The Bible states, do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man. She must be quiet. Well, there goes talk radio for me, right?
There goes a lot of it. You're gone, of course. You cannot be broadcast in Arizona. And that's right from the New Testament. That says it clearly in Timothy, which I cite there, about the man is the head of the family and the woman should be quiet and not try to teach the man. It's ridiculous. This, and to be honest, under this law, and all joking aside, under this law, someone could say to a woman, you know, you're violating the Bible by speaking so much and telling your man what to do. I'm not going to serve you. You have to leave.
Yeah.
So you sit in the parking lot. Your husband sits inside. Some guys might like that. I'm going to be honest. Some husbands might be like, finally, you know, but...
Can I just say, if, you know, they are right about any of this and God is down with this, Dean, I'm going to get the first thunderbolt because I'm a gay chick with a talk radio show.
Right.
So right there,
if
that's all kinds
Islam,
of wrong.
You've got everything. You would be like the nightmare walking through the door for them. They just like, they would close the restaurant down. They're like, it was Antichrist. So we're going to, we're going to board the place up.
What's the scene I love with, what's his name? Steve Martin, the man with two brains.
Mm-hmm.
About, you know, Kathleen Turner, just give me a sign. He's his dead wife. Give me a sign if there's anything wrong with me marrying her, and all the pictures start spinning and No.
Well, you know that scene. Do you remember It's a Wonderful Life? I don't know if you.
Yes.
You were. Where he's like, you know,
love
the bartender's like, you two pixies, get out of here, out the door, out the window. On some level, that's what Arizona would be like if someone thought someone was gay, and it really brings me to the question of how good is the gaydar of these conservative people owning restaurants? Like, I mean, how. Do you have to be over the top gay? I mean, are you subtly gay? How do they know?
Right.
If I went with a buddy, and I'm not gay, I just want another friend.
Right.
Like, well, you know, Dean, your voice is a little bit high. You're probably gay. Are you out of there? Are they going to ask questions like, what channel is Bravo on your cable system? If you answer quickly, you're out?
I mean, got you. No straight person knows where Bravo is.
But on some level, though, the conservatives probably have decent gaydar because they are obsessed with gay people.
Well,
they think about, they probably visualize gay things in their mind that bother them.
This is the first thing you're joking about. It's very funny. What's the name of Lady Gaga's last tour? I mean, it is a practical legal, not just legal, but I mean, you know, kind of logical question. Is you right? How does a business owner know if two people are same-sex couple or just same-sex friends? I mean, that right there, you go that is the very basis of bigotry, right? You seem gay to me. Get out.
Rank, absolute bigotry at its worst.
Right.
And I just saw, and I'm going to put things in perspective. I just saw a poll of Arizona Republicans, specifically Republicans, and 57% thought the bill should be vetoed, and only about 28% agreed with it. So the bigotry is a lot in the elected officials, and I'm not sure if they think they're catering to their base or all they're hearing from is the most vocal people, which tend to be the extremists.
And
the modern people don't speak up. They sit back quietly.
You say, you know, and you had the same reaction I did. You said my reaction was probably the same as many others. Are you kidding me? But they're not. Then they're not. And even scarier, you write, is Arizona isn't the only state where Republicans are trying to turn the Bible into the basis for American law. And I think, as you point out, all of these other groups that should be concerned, that's exactly the reason you can't make social policy in this age from the Bible. Otherwise, they'd have to start bombing Long John Silver's for anybody eating shellfish. You'd have to.
And I wrote an article just a few days before this story, because Kansas House passed a similar bill about, you know, right-wing Christians want to impose Christian Sharia law, in essence, in America.
Yep.
And I quote Mike Huckabee, who in 2008 literally said, and he might be running for president again, he's the front-runner now, but he literally said in 2008, we can't amend the Bible, we should amend the Constitution to agree with the Bible.
Oh, my God.
And he on the campaign trail.
Well,
no one called him out for it because he wasn't a real candidate. Right now, the current polls, he's the number one Republican because Christie's gone. And this is what he believes. He believes America's a Christian nation the way Saudi Arabia is a Muslim nation, and our laws should be based on religious texts, just like they do in Saudi and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And that's what he thinks that America should be like, and Rick Santorum agrees the same way.
Well, I mean, and that's what's really frightening. And then they better get a bill, going where you get to kill your teenage child if they square at you, right? I mean, or how many other things are in the Bible that? I mean,
absolutely.
Right.
That's a great point. If a woman, it says in the Bible, if a woman's not a virgin on her wedding night, she should be stoned to death.
Right.
Goodbye. That's a lot of women gone.
Yikes.
I mean, that's really sad. Then, of course, it's going to make us gay because I'm not going to have any women.
And you point out another thing, being a Muslim yourself, another group of people that should be concerned are Jews, Muslims, atheists, Sikhs, and others. The New Testament tells Christians, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accused. A business owner could use that.
Exactly.
Right?
It's accursed, and accursed means doomed. So if someone goes, you know what, I heard you talking about your ridiculous religion and your ridiculous God, and I don't like it, you're out. Imagine you're an atheist and you bring up war on Christmas, you know, no soup for you.
Right, no soup for you.
You're gone. That's really the end of it. So it's such a problematic law. It seems Jan Brewer has hinted, but she doesn't want to veto it quickly because she wants to show how strong she is. That's
right, that she still has that homophobic core that they can admire on the right. But just for business. That's what I'm saying, is isn't it amazing that it would be for money, for business reasons, not because it would be the right thing to do, right?
You're right, and that's it, because her comments are, I think religious liberty should be defended, and that's how they spin this law. They're grotesquely perverting the idea of religious liberty, which is your freedom to practice your faith, to flipping that and saying it's the basis to discriminate against someone, and it's okay because my religion says it's okay to discriminate. My question is, what religion truly allows you to discriminate? And can you warn us and tell us which groups can't come to your state? At least do that for us. They can list, like, Christians, don't go to a Christian restaurant here. You know, right-wing Jews or right-wing Muslims won't serve you if you come in here.
I tell you who this would be good for is the sign business, because that's a lot longer sign than, you know, no shirt, no shoes, no service. No anything.
Straights only. You're going to have signs like that.
Yep.
Gay bathrooms mark gays. Straights only. Maybe they're going to have, like,
but no divorce people. No divorce people.
That's another good point. Or maybe they'll have a back room, like at the video store where the X-rated videos go, where
the
racial couple.
We keep the undesirables back there.
Sit together and hang out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is amazing. And I, you know, we'll see, like you say, whether she. A lot of people, Chris is saying, you know, they think she'll play this out for politics until the end here.
That's what I think too.
Yeah.
I think Chris is right, and she'll wait till she has till Sunday. From what I read, I think she'll just veto it quietly on Friday or Sunday. And what she'll say is that, I know what she's going to say. She's going to say that our laws already allow you to turn away anyone you don't want to do business with, so we don't need this. It's redundant. So she's not going to go against the substance of the law. She doesn't want to lose that base. She'll say more like a technicality that we don't need this. You already can do this.
Yeah.
That's what she's going to say. Well, mark my words.
You end with it's truly time for the GOP to make a choice. Will they continue to be beholden to the extreme elements of their party? I'm going to answer that for you, Dean. Yes.
Yes,
they will.
Well, 50% of the electorate in the Republican primary last time were Tea Party people. They're the most conservative. They're also the most vocal. They're the ones that make phone calls, go out and hand out flyers. They don't have a lot of money, per se, a lot of them, but they work really hard. They're in the face of the elected officials. They're going to move people. Moderates tend to sit back and allow things to happen, and then this happens.
Yeah.
That's what you get when moderates sit up. And progressives who don't care in, like, 2006, in the midterm election 2014, we got to get out there and vote. We're a long way from that, but in 2010, only about 40% of people came out to vote. Republicans, huge victories in Congress.
Yeah, no, and this is what we got. You're exactly right. But, you know, Dean, and speaking, which is on another topic we'll get to later in the show, but, I mean, it really is scary. You look at what just happened in Uganda. And the genesis of that is the religious right here. You know,
the American
evangelicals
went there and led that fight, unfortunately. You know, I wanted to write an article. I was going to pitch it, actually, to John Avalon at the Beast, saying, look at Uganda. That's the dream of what right-wing evangelical Christians want America to be.
Somebody wrote that they've given up here on the culture wars. That is their handiwork, what just happened in
Uganda.
It is.
No, Sally Cohn wrote a great article with Daily News about that very point.
Yes.
But I'm saying, like, that's the ghost of Christmas future, Uganda. If these guys get what they want, this is what America would look like. If we didn't have a constitution, or if they could somehow usurp it, that's what they would want in this country, to make it a crime you go to jail for life for being gay. Why they're so obsessed with gays, for the life of me, I don't understand. I sincerely don't get it. Why does it trouble them so much that another couple could be happy? And that's their sexual orientation. And
exactly.
I'm not being facetious. I'd love to talk to some of them. Go, why does it bother you so much that you can't just let them live their life and be happy?
Yeah, exactly. Wait, how is it going to make your life better that someone's going to sit in prison for their lifetime for being gay in Uganda?
And
they think that's being moderate because they took out the death penalty. Oh, thanks.
You're right. They did. And did you see yesterday the Uganda newspaper posted the 200 biggest gays in Uganda in their paper? And I'm not kidding you. This is like sort of, it's like a most wanted list. That's what it really is, by saying here are the 200 gay people in Uganda who are the best known.
Yeah.
They could be arrested, or maybe some of them are in jail already.
Well, they did that with one guy, and he's dead. The guy,
they basically printed a hit list.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Where have we gone? Like, where have we lost our moral compass as a people? Where is the Christian right? And I don't mean the mainstream Christians. These are really right-wing ultra-conservatives.
Yeah.
Where have they lost their compass about what the Bible and what Jesus was about? Never about demonization.
I know.
This is unreal to me.
Listen, Jersey boy, great stuff. Don't get injured by Chris Christie's falling poll numbers back in your home state.
Take care. Nice chatting with you.
All right, you too,
Take
honey.
Care.
There
Thanks,
you go. Dean Oblada Obidi. Daily Beast.
Obadala.
Right. I always forget now.
And we link to his piece on your Facebook page.
Yes, go get it. All right, 48 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You just blew my mind.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 52 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. CC Goldwater, my former running mate, and Goldwater Miller 08. Family name, no skills, just like W. There we are. She wrote a great piece on this awful Arizona law. Her home state, coming up next hour, and then coffee with Carlos Alzraki, our sexy liberal friend. Speaking of which, Joanne writes, Steph, I have to beg you to bring your sexy liberal tour to Albany, New York.
Oh.
There is a place there called All Star Wine and Spirits. People try to entice me with various. Check this out.
Well, who wouldn't?
The store just put in a 600-gallon tank in the store that has a tap on it with a large supply of wine that I could just lay under, presumably.
Sure.
The Animal Planet show tanked, built the tank, and it had the show on during the Animal Planet week on March 21st. Also, the owner has two handsome and romantic labs that run around the store. Oh, no. Handsome and romantic.
Why would a wine tank be on Animal Planet?
Don't ask me. Because apparently he has labs.
Okay, all right.
Also, there's a koi pond and an aquarium. I don't know.
Okay, gotcha.
Sounds very enticing.
Sure.
Very sexy, very liberal. Dogs, wine, what's not to love? All right. Tom in Sheboygan. Hi, Tom. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
First time, long time. I read yesterday, I think it was on Daily Coast, one analysis of the bill said that there actually is a clause in the bill that allows individual employees of a company to discriminate against customers or against other employees.
Oh boy, what could go wrong there?
They
should just call this the Lord.
Imagine?
They should call this the Lord of the Flies bill, right? They could just you're allowed to kill whoever you want with a rock.
Can you imagine trying to manage like a call center where somebody doesn't like the way someone's voice sounds and decides to cut them off?
They sound gay.
Won't cooperate with the person in the next cubicle because they're Muslim or whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it really is. It's the most un-American bill I've ever heard of. It's Dave in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave.
Good. Good morning again. So actually now I have 2 points. I have to respond to something Dean said. You know, in general, when we call the religious right, I mean, the word right also means correct. So in a way where the subtext is that weirdly they're somehow correct, we need to call them the religious extremists that they are and not use the word right anywhere near them.
Right. They're religious wrong. Yeah. There was a great bumper sticker that said what did they call that? The majority?
Moral majority.
The moral majority is neither.
Which was neither. That's correct.
Yeah.
And now on the Arizona bill, what everybody's missing is the Arizonans seem to think that somehow being gay and being religious are mutually exclusive.
Right.
And my daughter and her friends happen to all be very religious and very gay.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of pastors invited me to a church service Sunday morning in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
After Sexy Liberal Saturday night, and I would go, but I'm not church people, but lots of gays are.
Yes, they are.
Right.
I always have a thing with a guy. Remember, did you do that for years? No, you didn't. You're a big, godless communist. But because I went to Catholic school. 12 years hard time.
I went to Catholic school for a year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, I did 12 years hard time.
You've known this for 12 years.
Right, but then I went out to USC, and a lot of people had the thing where when your parents came to visit, they'd be like, oh, Steffi, where's your church? I'm like, oh. And you'd be doing furious.
No.
Like, oh, it's, and then we'd have Google back then. The place that I go every week is over. I forget. They're renovating. We can't go this week.
Your parents guilted you into lying to them about going to church.
Yes. Tell us about the church you found out there that you go to every week.
That's probably the most Catholic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Exactly. And so you would furiously have to make up a church or find one when your parents came to visit. Mike in Kansas City, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
How are you, Steffi?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay. I just looked up the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Title II, Public Accommodations, and I'm not going to read it for you, but paragraph 2 in section 201 pretty well says it all. It's just flat illegal no matter how you discriminate.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can only say, Mike, like a lot of people have, that this seems like just a sort of, last gasp kind of reaction to how quickly gay rights are moving in this country. And, the inevitability of it, I think, of marriage equality nationwide and all of that, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question of it. It was something that was totally verboten 25 years ago is pretty much now.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why it seems so archaic now, right? Because you're just like, wait, what? We're probably this close to, marriage equality nationwide. Like, these laws are just, I think, because I am happy clapping.
Mississippi may be a little further down the road.
Well, not if we get a ruling at the Supreme Court. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Matt in Texas. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Matt.
How you doing, Steph?
Good. Uh-oh, wait a minute. I didn't realize the time was out. Hang on. Can you hang on?
Not a problem.
Okay, great, great. We need him to hang on because he has some thoughts. Okay, that I'm reading. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, and I feel good. Hey, I'm
is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. That was the rudest entrance anyone has ever made.
What?
Yeah. Your dogs.
Look who's here.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos El Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Do you never have a second cup of coffee at home?
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos El Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Good morning, sexy liberal Carlos El Rocky.
Buenos dias, Stephanie, Chris. Los perros grandes.
Look, Fred is looking at him like, wait a minute, we just switched Darren's on Bewitched. This isn't my chief petty officer, but
yes,
he'll do.
I'm Dick Sargent.
He's filling in for Jim Ward, who is, pray for Jim's cat. Jim's cat's been missing for 36 hours, and he's been up all night. Poor Jim.
Oh, that's tough when the pets are
Thank you for coming in early.
You're welcome.
We have 2 hours of coffee with sexy liberal Carlos
that's
El Rocky.
I walked in, and your two clouds of a dog are
Yes,
right
and what
there.
Did you say? What did you say?
Can I say it? I feel like a mob boss. I feel like, hey, take care of my balls.
I spilled something on my...
You. I spilled something
that
on my
That is horrible.
Balls.
Just, Matt, Fred, don't listen to him.
Matt, Fred, get over here. You know what we got to do. Come on. I don't feel like taking a shower. Come on.
Fred?
Oh, my God. I was...
You know.
Carlos' kids, you know why?
Why?
Because I was saying... He's the ultimate family man. He brought the whole family to Phoenix, to Phoenix Sexy Liberal at my party Saturday.
Yeah.
He came with one strapped to his chest.
Bottles
the wife,
and
the other
wipes.
Little one.
Yeah.
That is so cute.
Like tourists lost at Disneyland. Do you know where Space Mountain is?
That's not a sight you usually see at my party.
No.
A family wanders in. Hi.
Old rock and roll legends and me.
Yeah, exactly.
With a baby strapped to my chest.
By the way, those are the cutest things I have ever seen procreated. Nicely done, sir.
Thank you
Nicely
very much.
Done.
My partner, Steven, said that they were the most well-behaved children he had ever seen.
Oh, well, I'd like to welcome them home to our house for just an hour.
Someone's got a new babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it Riley, right?
Riley.
Riley gave me a high five when she left. She is could not be more beautiful.
Oh, thank you. She got her dancing card fulfilled by some beautiful friends of yours that were willing to dance with her and get her tired. I mean, play with her.
Nice. Hey, oh, they're the ones that gave her the Red Bull. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Just kidding. All right. So, Carlos, your papers, please, because we're talking about Arizona.
Mis papeles? Ay, no tengo. Mi amigo Nathan, él puedo hablar.
By the way. Could I have some Hispanic racist music of some kind? This is, can you believe this? Jesse in Iowa said, this is my high mama something for the next time Carlos is in. Arizona town overrun by packs of wild roving chihuahuas.
Uh-oh.
Now, why he would think I would have to wait to talk to you about this is just inherently racist, Jesse in Iowa.
Yo quiero Lord of the Flies.
However, you did play the Taco Bell chihuahua, so I can understand why he would think this would be. By the way, can I just say one thing? What a bunch of pusses. Really? Yeah. Roving chihuahuas?
Yeah. The running of the chihuahuas. Every year in Spain and Pamplona, there's the running of the bulls. But even far scarier in Arizona is the running of the rabid chihuahuas.
This is an actual story. Tiny yappy dogs have taken over the streets of a small town in Arizona, chasing young children while their parents apparently cower inside, frantically calling...
Yeah, Maryvale's not a small town. It's a neighborhood of Phoenix that is kind of gang-infested. So.
Oh, dear.
It's scampering dead.
Yes.
We need Carl.
Frank Garcia told Fox 10, well, the last time I seen six or seven chihuahuas and big dogs running with the chihuahuas in a pack. Well, they've recruited some other heavies. You
a
know.
Pack. They've got to stack up to form one vampire. You know how the one the vampire is can be like thousands of rats to form a... Okay.
Yes. Like a Voltron.
How much damage could a pack of chihuahuas do? Really? What is on my ankle?
They untied my shoes, like J.R. Smith from the New York Knicks. That's sports stuff. But I've got a scratch on my ankles. Hey, ayuda me, los chihuahuas, ayuda me.
All right, so obviously we're dealing with an entirely different new... It's a new era of bigotry for Arizona.
Yes.
Obviously, Jan Brewer was deciding whether to sign this ridiculous anti-gay bill.
It's not looking good, but I'll tell you, I'm not much more pleased with Obama's evolution on gay marriage. In both cases, why does it take so long? Make the decision. No!
Yeah, I'm going to get called a happy clappy Obama apologist, but I think a lot of people have. I've evolved on gay marriage, and I'm gay. I never thought it would be possible in my lifetime, you know. And I'm just saying this is the most, to me, the most mean-spirited form of bigotry I've ever seen. This bill, this is beyond the pale.
I think you're right, though. This is a case of
economic, political.
Obama being politically expedient.
Thank you. In both cases, they are being expedient.
Why would we bring this up in the middle of this
horrible
thing?
I just wanted to say that our president looks slightly better than Jan Brewer in both cases.
Oh, I disagree. I could not disagree more.
He hasn't commented on this case.
We have made more progress on gay rights under this president than all of the other presidents combined.
He hasn't commented on this case.
Then he should.
But he waited until the polls were 63%. And he's like, President, the polls are 63%. I'm for gay marriage.
Eric Holder,
63 and not 43, right?
By the way, Eric Holder has said and done really unprecedented things in this administration. Here he is yesterday.
I believe that we must be suspicious of legal classifications based solely on sexual orientation. And we must endeavor in all of our efforts to uphold and advance the values that once led our forebears to declare unequivocally that all are created equal and entitled to equal opportunity.
I was talking to Matt in Texas before the break. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Matt.
Thank you, Stephanie. First, thanks for giving me credit for having ideas. I think that's a first.
Yes.
My point was, I hate the law that's coming out. It's obviously for hatred and despicable. But if Rush Limbaugh were to walk into my restaurant, I do not feel like I'm required to serve that man. I would feel like it was a violation for me to have to sit and be nice to former President Bush. I would rather kick him out of my establishment for both moral and religious grounds.
Yeah, you'd lose out on a lot of food with Rush, though. Just wave that one.
Nicely done, sir. Nicely done. I get your point. And I know this is something that's been raised before, is people have said, well, you know, every business owner has a right to refuse service to anybody. You know, there's a lot of those signs you see.
Yeah.
So they're saying, how is this different? But, I mean, this is specifically trying to write bigotry, a specific bigotry, into the law.
Yeah, under the guise of religious freedom, which is not. But conversely, what happened in Scottsdale is I walked into a restaurant, and there's a giant 60-inch screen TV in a breakfast place with Fox News just blaring.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's conspicuously common.
And I was like, well, that's enough to drive me away. So they can almost involuntarily do it that way. Yeah, but to legislate hatred is the last throes of a scared white population that doesn't want to go forward in time. They want a time machine. Like, remember the good old days when black people rode in the back of buses and women married men? What happened to those days?
Well, by the way, that's as my little tiny act of protest. Everywhere I go, any hotel, or I always change the channel to MSNBC whenever I'm able to change the channel, just as an act of protest, like hotel, gym, wherever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, ironically, on that last comment, there are African-American churches that are opposed to gay marriage. Ironically, they don't see the civil rights for gays. They only saw it for, and there are, there are black gays. Wow. How complex.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello. And they play sports.
Yeah. Michael Sam's 4.9 in the 40.
I knew he would know the sports thing.
He ran a 4.9.
He didn't do well in the, what's it called, the combine.
17 reps on the bench press.
And Jason Collins' jersey number is the number one selling jersey for the Brooklyn Nets.
Hey! Holla!
He wears awesome. The number 98, which was the year that Matthew Shepard
was
killed.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Fantastic. Oh, and did you see that Rush Limbaugh said that's been debunked as a hate crime? No,
it has not.
There's some ridiculous new book out about that. Oh, he was running drugs with that guy, and they were in a sexual relationship. No. It just completely.
Rush Limbaugh is dumb.
Yes.
Yeah, but once the Super Bowl decides that they're going to pull out Jan Brewer, it's already losing steam. And hey, good for John McCain and Flake, the other senator that said, like, don't support this bill. But I think, when all businesses come out and say this is a bad legislation, when the Super Bowl, which is huge, says, you know, the NFL.
Oh, I know. You don't mess with our football in America. No. That's the main thing.
But it is. She's going to make the decision based on how it's going to affect the community economically, not morally. And that's what's troubling. And Holder.
That's what I said all last hour. That just kills me. That it's not because it's the right thing to do. To be fair to everybody in America, it's because it's going to cost us money.
But we've rarely made those decisions. Like the decision to clean up the environment is not going to be made because it's the right thing to do. It's going to be because we can't see each other 10 feet away in the Beijing China smog anymore. It comes out of necessity and economic necessity. We're this whole society. I've always said it. You know, I'd love to believe in. you know my bit. There can't be world peace if people can't flush their poo-poo in a public toilet. world peace and caring for the environment goes so hard against the force of Darwinism, which is short-term profit, might makes right.
Right.
Jesus said we could have America, so Native Americans get the flank out of the way.
Right.
It's all about what we can get out of the way. We're mightier than you. Go. Well, what about the Bible? The Bible, Schmeibel, I want to live here. Go powwow somewhere else. Our ways are better than yours.
Exactly.
It's always going to be about that. I'm sorry, and I have two girls.
Oh, well.
That's happy fatherhood.
Wow.
The world is a crappy place. Now eat your vegetables.
Wow. That's a little bit of a buzzkill. All right, Captain Buzzkill, you settle down
over
that.
Sorry about being a realist.
I know. All right. 17 minutes after the hour, we roll along. More coffee with Carlos Alzraqui on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A mecca of misdemeanors.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Sexy liberal Carlos Alzraqui in with us, filling in for Jim Ward this hour as well.
Good morning.
So we get to spend 2 hours together, and then Friday we get to spend 5-6 hours on the plane together to Fort Lauderdale. Won't that be great?
I've flown to New Jersey with her.
And the way back, too, on Sunday. Won't that be awesome?
The password is Bose Noise Canceling.
Yes. Put on your headphones. As soon as you sit down, put on your headphones.
You pretended to be watching the crappiest movie ever just to get out of
it. I pretend to watch Ice Age. I didn't give a crap about the movie. I just watched.
I'm going to talk into the talker and cancel it. I'm going to just talk to you. Hey, Stephanie, you got a great show. Thanks for having me back in the family. It's really good. I've never flown on Virgin before. What do you do? Can you order a penis? It's like, all right, I get it.
Okay. Right.
Hey, while we're on the subject of this anti-discrimination or discrimination bill in Arizona, can I do a glass hole bit and just illustrate how this would work in Arizona?
Sure.
This is, by the way, Carlos Alzraqui, formerly Detective Garcia of Reno 911.
When I use the glasses, it makes me a glass hole. I call them glass hole. And,
right.
Here's the difference between a regular person and a glass hole in Arizona, okay? Here's how it works. Regular person, a store owner, pastry owner in Arizona might have a customer that's flamboyantly gay and come in and the customer would say, excuse me. Can I just have a dozen bear claws? The owner might say, sure, no problem. Would you like them here or to go? To go, please. Glass hole. Excuse me? Can I have a dozen bear claws? You look like you're a man loving on another man. Get the hell out of my establishment.
Wow.
That's how it works.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, it hides your soul when you put sunglasses on.
Glass hole. Yeah. I just made that up on the spot. I know y'all are amazed.
Wow.
Just go.
Right.
Just
awesome.
Leave me alone, but that's,
It's awesome. By the way, there's really cute pictures of Carlos up on Sex Liberal Facebook. I love people's comments. There's lots of girls going, oh, he's hot. Oh, God, he's crying out of
him. I'll bring the baby with me. He's hotter. With a baby, you're hotter. Just like,
he's
oh
really
God,
hot.
God,
the baby's
hot. He's a breeder. It's like deer urine. It's like brings you all the women to you. But I will promise to do either Dancing Poodle or Faraway Dog this time. Please remind me.
Thank you. Thank you. I forgot to ask him to do Arthritic Poodle Dancing first.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go to Terrence in Madison. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Terrence.
Hello.
Hello.
So, I'm a neo-pagan, and I hear you talking about...
Do you mind my asking, what is a neo-pagan? Is that different than a regular pagan?
It's just a terminology that separates us from some of the paganisms that were, thousands of years ago.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So the newer form versus the older forms.
Oh, Novu pagan. Okay.
Yeah. And so we're fairly small population, and we often run into this sort of discrimination already, and it's not even, not even legal for that to go on.
Yeah.
So we need to find venues to meet up and things like that, and there's already protests and... people that try to deny us because of our religious beliefs, because they have moral problems with it.
Right.
And it's already illegal to do that in many states.
But they know that ahead of time, that one could not tell visually that you're a neo-pagan, in other words. They know ahead of time that you're coming, as it were.
Your point is Bill O'Reilly.
Right.
Bill O'Reilly was right.
In Madison, Wisconsin, where we expect those people to be communing with Satan up there in Madison, Wisconsin.
Although pagans aren't Satanists.
Right. See, my point, yeah. You can easily discriminate just not knowing what's what.
I'd like Satanists to come on here.
And I've had fairly minor stuff go on. Like, I had a jewelry shop owner that refused to help me work on a piece because it was a pagan symbol. Wow. It really doesn't bother me that much. And so I didn't really raise a stink about it, but I mean, this stuff goes on already.
Well, but you're right. It's all discrimination.
The idea that you would do this and you would pass these laws that open that door and that people aren't going to walk through that and take advantage of it.
Yeah, well, that's
crazy.
That's what Dean Obadala was just on, and that's what his piece is about. Mm-hmm. You know, that it starts with gay discrimination, and it opens the door to a lot of other kinds of discrimination.
Yeah. Excuse me, are you reading a Harry Potter book in my restaurant?
It's like that poem I always forget, about the Holocaust. I didn't stand up and say anything because I wasn't gay. And then, there's no one left to stand up for you. I misquoted that entirely, but you know what I'm saying.
We need to get out as carefully
as
we got in.
But it's like that you don't stand up because you're not that group, and then
Eldridge Cleaver, if you're
when
not
they
part
come for
of
you,
the,
there's no one left to stand up for you.
Right. You're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Thank you. All right. Let's go to Corky in Rochester. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Corky.
Hello, Steph.
Hi.
I just want to know, what kind of test do they have to tell if you're gay or not when you go into a restaurant?
Right.
If you react to the music of Cher.
Well, Dean suggested that if you know what channel Bravo is on, there could be many traps that the owner lays for you.
Yeah, but if they have a beautiful a receptionist there, do they look to see if there's activity in my crotch to tell me if I can eat or not?
Is there activity in your crotch, Corky?
If I see a beautiful waitress, yes.
Well, then they'll know. Then you're okay.
Well, Stephanie's dogs will let you know.
Yeah, oh, God.
Because they're right there.
Okay, let's...
If I see a beautiful waitress.
Right. It sounds like you went into a doctor. What's wrong, sir? There's activity there
in my crotch area.
And I'm 75. It scares me. I must have taken a bad Cialis.
Conda in Mobile. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Conda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to take issue with something Carlos said earlier.
Yes.
About President Obama and gay rights. And I'm just kind of confused as to what exactly you were wanting him to do.
Have the courage to come out and say that he was for gay marriage in 2008 before he got elected, before it's politically expedient. That's what I would like for him to have done. And I don't think you can argue against that. But go ahead.
Go ahead, Conda.
Okay. He's done more. As a matter of fact, Bill Clinton gave you 20 years of nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nothing.
I absolutely agree, but we should expect more from our leaders.
I disagree with both of you. All right, 29 minutes. I'm with Conda. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Easily distracted by irrelevant stimuli. Often impulsively abandons one task for another. A tendency to act without regard to consequences, often at the expense of personal safety.
Oh, Lord. Carlos, we were just saying he's family now. Well, he's been family for many, many years, since he's been on my night show, but he was at the party. It was quite a tableau, wasn't it, Chris? It was Stephen Stills, Lily Tomlin, and Carlos with a baby strapped to his chest.
Like George Bailey. Mary, where's Zuzu? Zuzu, stay away from the pool.
All right. And we are like family because I remind you of your mom now.
Oh, you're going to impeach him, Mama. Why don't you just hang Obama from a tree? If you don't think you love him, go and live with your father.
I don't think you go live with your father. I disagree with you. All right. Hey, looky there.
What?
That was my that's my campaign sign for Goldwater Miller 08. Family name, no skills, just like W.
Mm-hmm.
And my running mate, Barry Goldwater's granddaughter, Cece Goldwater, joins us now. Hello, Madam President.
Good morning, Sunshine. How you doing?
I am good. I love it. You know what she found and sent me is an old piece that someone wrote? Because you remember Stephen Colbert was running a fake campaign, too?
Yeah.
Somebody challenging him to debate us and why he was too much of a chicken to debate Goldwater Miller.
That's right.
It was pretty funny. It was a great story. I actually picked it up. Somehow it was in my file, and I thought, I'm going to pass it to you and see how funny that was. But, you know, our number one seller was our coffee mug. And, of course, everybody in the country is drinking out of Goldwater Miller 08 coffee
mugs.
Right
now. We have some fake coffee mugs. We had some fake campaign events. It was
We have all the little outfits for those running chihuahuas and Maryville, too.
Yes.
That's a great job.
That's right. We had Goldwater Miller swag.
It's a great, fun documentary. You should go back and...
Yeah.
Did you tell Cece about the earrings that Stephanie Miller gave you?
Oh, my God. That's right. Somebody gave me... I haven't seen these, because you and I have every piece of Goldwater Miller memorabilia ever. Someone gave me Goldwater earrings, the screw-on kind.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I never even saw those.
See? I knew I had an artifact that you probably hadn't seen.
You have a few. I mean, I've been down to the archives of your dwelling, and I've seen some things that are different than what I have. So we have to get our collection together and maybe hit the road with it.
Right. If people are watching on Free Speech TV, someone remember called the station and said, oh, I have a little handmade Goldwater Miller sign. It's in my attic. Can I bring it? I was like, sure. Can you see this thing? It's weighs 75 pounds.
Yeah.
I just cleaned my ears with the Goldwater Miller Q-tips.
There you go.
You know, when we were campaigning, it was hysterical because we had we had people show up with all this old swag from the 64 campaign.
Yeah,
it was
rusty.
Just, it was so neat.
I have a button in Chinese. I don't know what you have, but all right.
<Wow. laughs>
So let's talk. You wrote, speaking of great pieces, you wrote a great piece on the Huffington Post. Arizona is better than this regarding the new law because it's the thing I say all the time is this is not my dad and Goldwater's party. This would not be something your grandfather would be for, right?
Oh God, no! Are you kidding? This just flies in the face of their political beliefs. It's just, it's polar opposite. As one of your callers has said, the right is not even the right anymore. I think the right is actually off the table. And it's completely, our legislative body, the selected members that are really, really very, kind of, I would say, unmoral, moral majority. And they are kind of spearheading a lot of these laws and bills being passed, and they've been doing it for a long time, but we keep voting these people in.
Yeah.
And that's why it's really important for the young people out there when they're reading stories and they're hearing your show and everything like that, they understand they can actually make a whole change in our state's politics.
Right.
They got out and voted.
Well, and Cece, you raise a good point that, you know, we all, everybody, you know, the famous line, because Hillary Clinton quoted it too, of your grandfather's about gays in the military, you don't have to be straight, you just have to shoot straight. But the other part that you point out is how anti-religious right he was. It wasn't just that he was, you know, pro-gay rights and pro-choice. Yeah. I mean, many people remember my grandfather, Barry Goldwater, and his feelings toward the religious right, their potential for destruction of the civil dialogue in politics. He was quoted as saying, the religious right scares the hell out of me, and that there'll be a terrible damn problem. And the other big quote everyone says is, you know, every good Christian ought to kick Jerry Falwell right in the ass.
Right.
It's the Christian right industrial.
The thing about my grandfather and his politics being so polar opposite there to what we have now is that, ironically enough, these quote unquote legislators actually parallel themselves with Barry. They actually think and idolize and think of him and think they're actually doing a service. And it's really ironic how many people I run into that are of that ilk, and I am just horrified. I mean, I just want to look at them and say, you're not anything like him, and your belief system is really messed up.
You know what they ought to do?
Down, you know, in at the Capitol, it's really messed up.
You know what they ought to do? They ought to watch Goldwater on Goldwater, the fabulous HBO documentary.
That's now available on DVD.
Yeah, they should. Actually, that kind of straightens a lot of things out. It straightens a lot of beliefs that people had before about him out. The film is, you know, actually, you know, it's on, you know, DVD right now, so people have to actually order it from Netflix or something like that. But
yeah, it's the film that Cece did, and it's amazing.
Pardon me?
I said I was saying it's the film that Cece did, and it really about her granddad, and it really is amazing.
Yeah, it's a great film. It's a great tribute to him, and listeners should all pick it up and watch it. You know, SB 62 is something that was kind of manifested. I think they all sat around this month and thought, God, we have this week off, and what the heck should we do?
Like Mary Shelley writing Frankenstein.
You know? Okay. I mean, it's just, that's what happens down there. They're kind of making busy work. And this particular bill did not need to be in effect, because there's nothing that protects, you know, same-sex and gays and lesbians in this state at all. There's nothing, no provisions at all in this state. So,
I think three cities have protections. That's it. That's it.
You can be fired for being
gay.
And
so, you know, they bring something into the air of politics when we're right on the cusp of getting the Super Bowl, right on the cusp of getting Google and Apple and all these companies that are moving into the state.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we are, you know, the bad guys again. Like when we were MLK Day and we were doing the immigration stuff. I mean, come on. Yeah. How much more can this take?
Right. You point out the finger in the president's face. We are a national joke. Somehow Arizonans vote this crowd in, but it's time to make a change.
Right. I mean, can you believe our governor? I mean, pointing a finger, you know, right in the president's face. I mean, you know, I don't know where she got whoever are her counsels for what she should be doing in the media. Actually, they I don't know, they should all be fired because they have no clue. Whatever she's doing it wrong. So
yeah,
I'm not sure. You're right. Her procrastination over the bill, if she does nothing, the bill becomes effective.
Yeah, that picture alone, it was like a scene from The Help. And I know, it's like you say, just as you're trying to get out from under that and the MLK thing and the, you know, 1070 and all of that. And, you know, we were saying earlier, Cece, that it is kind of a shame that, you know, you mentioned the Super Bowl, that if she vetoes this, it's almost not because it's the right thing to do, but because of money, right? Because it's all about money,
right?
About business, you know, the business wing, right?
Well, you know, business and work opportunities are what we're emphasizing in this state. All the politicians out there, like Fred Duvall, people that are running for governor, are all emphasizing that particular part of their campaign. And this just flies in the face and runs against what they're all trying to do. And by pushing away these businesses, I'm not sure what goal these guys have. I mean, if the state goes belly up, they don't get paid, so I'm not sure there's no rhyme or reason on this one.
Cece, you make a couple other great points in the piece. You say Arizona has always been a melting pot for cultural and religious groups. You say these religious Arizona lawmakers have crafted a bill that will slowly deteriorate our individual liberties and make us look like fools to the rest of the country. And you say, you know, a lot of Arizonans are frankly sick and tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's hope so, because, I mean, that's the point of your piece, is you say Arizona has to wake up and be more proactive. Everyone has a voice. Everyone has a vote.
They are, and I think that what the problem is in our state is that the people that get out to vote are really these extremists.
Yep.
I think those are the people that are really getting out. I think the people that are passive-aggressive and don't get out to vote really have to get some steam and get out to the booth and really cast a vote in favor of people that are going to make the state a brighter, better state.
I think some of the people who don't vote are some of the newcomers that don't feel invested in the community yet, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is true. We have, I think a lot of our population here in Arizona is exactly that. They're winter visitors. They come in and they're new to the valley. But it's really important for those people to, you know, take vested interest in their state, because this is a state and we have to all, you know, pull it up by the bootstraps and really rebuild the state's image, because it's really been tarnished.
Well, I mean, you say it best at the very end. It's controversial, yes, but it's also unconstitutional and bad for business. I mean, that's why I just can't believe that it would stand legal muster. Could you?
Well, I don't. I mean, it doesn't have a leg to stand on, but unfortunately, Arizona is a great testing ground for some of these wacko laws to go into effect.
Well,
so that's possibly where they get the lead into potentially putting these things together that scare the national public.
You know, Cece, it's interesting. A couple of guests earlier, too, have raised the same point. I mean, it's interesting that any kind of bigotry, and when you think about 1070, it was, oh, if you happen to look like you might be an illegal, like, you know what I mean? And this is the same thing. How do you decide, like, oh, do you look gay? You seem gay? I mean, it's exactly what bigotry is, right?
He's got to
look. You know, like when Dean was on your show earlier, he was talking about that, and I kept thinking, yeah, that, you know, that name me five Barbra Streisand songs, something like that,
yeah.
Really, or do the show tunes. I, you know, it's really discrimination in all areas, and it will affect all areas of religion. It's not just gays and lesbians. It's really everything. You know, somebody walks in their religious garb, they are going to be discriminated upon.
Well,
and it's going to become ridiculous.
Cece, isn't it interesting too? A couple of the most latest examples, Michael Sam. You know, typical macho American football player, you know, again, and when you talk about stereotypes, Ellen Page, who's, you know, beautiful actress. You know what I'm saying? There you go right there where you go, okay, like, you know, does somebody have to be a stereotype to get kicked out of a restaurant? Or what if they, I mean, this is just so hateful, I think.
Well, you know, it's almost like you have to be a caricature of that particular sect of people, you know, walking in and Gold LeMay or something like that.
If the cast of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert walks in.
A couple callers called in. It's people that, you know, average Joe walking in, and they might be couples and they don't look like it. And how are they going to know? I mean, you pull a card out saying I'm gay.
Yeah. Listen, you and I were lucky. All the events we did.
It's sad, Stephanie. It really is sad that we've actually beat this thing to death, and it's been in the public again, and Arizona has been in the public and then completely a laughing stock, and I think we're sick of it here in Arizona.
As John Fugelsang says, it's a dry hate in Arizona, but you're right, like you don't want to be known like
the
that.
The entire state is not like that.
Of course.
I love Arizona.
My grandfather was, you know, he desegregated the military. He was, there was no segregation in the state for years while he was in politics. I mean, he would absolutely be flippant about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just is exactly what he was talking about when he said the religious right scares the hell out of me. It really is something he predicted back then that could triumphantly take over the Republicans.
Right? Yeah.
I wanted to coin the term the religious right industrial complex. It's what your grandfather was afraid of.
Carlos, you need your own show.
Yes. There you go. Exactly. No, I was thinking, boy, back when we did all the Goldwater Miller events, you and I are lucky we look like sisters, because, you know, otherwise they'd be afraid that we were a, you know, hot girl-on-girl couple.
Oh, it's so funny. It's, you know, I just pulled up the website and I saw that picture that you have of me, and I kept thinking, we're separated at birth. I mean, it really, really is.
We started some rumors about some, you know, co-mingling of cohabitation between the Goldwaters and the Millers in 1964.
I'm wondering about that too, sister girl. I'm not sure.
What's up with that?
Couldn't have happened to a better couple of women, I can say.
Hey, Ray, we founded the Where's the Party Party, as you recall. All right. Honey, great stuff. Thanks for checking in on this really important issue. And thanks for reclaiming your state.
Show, and thank you so much for having me on. Steph.
All right, honey. Love you. Here she goes, my running mate.
Yes.
Here she is.
This whole thing is some off-bred sperm of, like I say, the religious right industrial complex that was created by a corporate-funded Tea Party group, and it's Pandora's box. It's like when you stir up hate, you have no idea where it's going to go, and this is the remnants of this. This is what it's manifested into, is where people can go,
and
I have a right to hate people now. It's
Pandora would have to be more worried about what was going into her box than coming out of it, because she would have sang if she was in Arizona.
Well, really?
48 minutes after the hour. Yeah. Carlos, where are we going Friday?
We're going to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. On board an aeroliner.
He has the misfortune of living in here in L.A. with me. So we're going to have all sorts of, we're going to Florida.
Yep. Bring headphones.
Fort Lauderdale. Then we're going to Madison. That's already sold out.
Madison's was...
Right? Chicago in April.
We're going
to Albuquerque together.
Bitches, Albuquerque. Let's do it.
And then Minneapolis, bitches, in June. And all those tickets going very, very fast. Don't be like Madisonites. Those tickets are sold out months and months ago. Yeah. And there are very, very teensy few tickets left for this Saturday in Fort Lauderdale. So do it. Get it. Go.
Warning. This promo contains material not suitable for stick-up-the-butt conservatives.
Just in time to kick off Spring Break 2014. The hottest, craziest, most off-the-hook progressive head-turners are hitting South Florida. It's Sexy Liberals Gone Wild, Fort Lauderdale.
So hot.
Oh, it's too hot.
On March 1st, the official start of Spring Break 2014.
Springtime for...
Stephanie Miller. The world-famous Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour will perform live at the Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Join John Fugelsang, Carlos Alazraki, and the bride of progressive media, Stephanie Miller. Tickets are available at parkerplayhouse.com or by calling 954-462-0222. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, March 1st, at the Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale. Get your tickets now. Go to parkerplayhouse.com.
Go get it. And also, Judy Tenuta on panel with us and Jackie Shetner. Woo! It's going to be a big family party.
Yeehaw.
Party. Okay. Well, we're 50 minutes after the hour. Right back with more Coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
What is this, the Twilight Zone?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Sipping coffee with Carlos Alazraki, sexy liberal himself.
Although Carlos doesn't drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
So that's, not, ironically,
it's odd that we've named the segment that.
Huh, we'll have to think of something else to name it. All right.
Come with Carlos.
Oh. Carlos always has a second cup at home. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Mark in Minnesota, you're on with Carlos. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mama.
Hi, Yelly.
The official idea guy of the Stephanie.
Oh, hello now. Hi. What's your idea today?
Hey, listen, I have an idea here. If businesses want to discriminate, they should be forced to put a sign on their window to explain exactly what their discrimination is before I walk into the business.
Yeah, they should have to explain what their main damage is.
A lot of businesses in Arizona are putting up signs saying, we serve everybody in Arizona.
Right. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, someone had an idea yesterday that everybody, if wear a T-shirt saying I'm gay in Arizona. You have to refuse service to everybody.
Just I like that.
Rebecca Wininger is the president of Arizona Equality.
It is discrimination couched behind the belief that I can hide behind my religious beliefs.
Yeah, I just have to hope these are the spasms of people on the wrong side of the history, Carlos. You see this lobbyist, the Republican lobbyist, Jack Berkman? He's and this is not a joke. We had to check it, right, if it was an onion thing.
Yep.
He's putting a bill together to ban gays from the NFL.
Yes,
he's
a
Washington lobbyist who announced via his PR firm on Monday that he would block gays from the NFL. He's putting a bill together. He backtracked from his press release and said his bill would mandate that the NFL have separate showers and changing facilities. He's separate but equal for gay players and otherwise not allow them to play at all.
Well, there better be a retroactive clause in that bill because it's too late.
Yes. Have you seen that a lot of his clients are dropping him as a PR guy?
Really?
Yes, because
his brother's gay and thinks he's an ass.
Yeah.
Good for his brother.
When asked if there was any actual evidence of harm being caused by gay players and straight players showering together, Berkman replied, I don't care.
I just don't care. I don't need evidence.
While he won't reveal the members of Congress who supported the bill, he did say almost all shared something in common. They're all Republicans worried about a Tea Party challenge. Worried about a teabagging, ironically.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. He said 95% of supporters will be Republicans facing primary challenges and therefore looking for political cover. Isn't that nice? He spelled out his coalition saying one senator and six members of the House were definitely on board. Yeah. But those numbers could expand to six senators and 36 congressmen. And of those, 42, all but one will do this politically because they've been under fire from the Tea Party and the far right-wing element.
Mm. Well, maybe they can all shower together.
Right.
Who was the
dolt? It's a cozy little coalition, isn't it?
Who was the dolt that Anderson Cooper was talking to?
State Senator Pierce.
Oh, my God.
That was awesome.
Steve Pierce, I think.
That was awesome.
Unbelievable.
All right, we'll talk about that when we get back. Coffee with sexy liberal Carlos Alazraki on his way to Fort Lauderdale with me for Saturday night. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stop trying to make Fred a glass hole. Stop it. Fred, come to
poking
mommy.
In the eye.
The mean man is doing comedy tricks to you.
Come here, Fred.
Oh, no, he's doing faraway dog uh-huh. Fred again. All right, 6 minutes after the hour.
Should have a cargo ship. Here comes Stephanie's dogs.
He makes the funny noises with his mouth. All right, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Coffee with sexy liberal Carlos El Zarraqui. Say a prayer for Jim Ward's cat.
Yeah.
He's been missing for 36 hours, and he's been up all night. And anyway, so he will hopefully be back with us tomorrow. Yeah. Thanks for coming in early.
You're welcome.
And Fred thanks you.
Yeah.
Because you are now his chief petty officer in place of Jim. Yeah.
Get out of there. Things are all over my crotch.
All right. All right. So we've been talking, obviously, about the Arizona law all morning. So the headline, Chris, is Arizona Governor Sinema is likely to veto anti-gay law. Let's hope so.
Her office released a statement yesterday saying that she has made no decision whatsoever. So
right.
All those reports are false.
Yeah. So homophobes, you know, stay strong. Well, she might still side with you.
She gets more attention the longer she waits.
Well, she just got back into town yesterday from wherever she was.
Right.
So she hasn't had
it's such a complicated issue. They say she will likely decide Thursday or Friday of this week. She will meet with supporters to hear their cause. People have expressed their views in opposition. Okay, so we will keep you posted.
She could just put ink at the end of her bony finger and she was like the Crypt Keeper, like you said.
She probably does. She probably uses the bone finger as a quill pen. Just
dips it in an inkwell.
She's the Crypt Keeper.
Your dog is digging a hole in my side.
Okay, just ignore it. It's part of the show.
Dog
take it. Just take
to find
it.
Australopithecus in my rib cage.
Okay. All right. So what else was were we talking? Hmm?
Did you want to hear Jen Brewer's song?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Could I? Thank you.
Bones finger.
All right. Thank you, Audra. Hilarious.
Rocky Mountain Mike and Audra.
Oh, right. And during the break, we heard a couple other... We don't know for sure, but the lobbyist and the no gays in the NFL bill?
Yep.
We think he was on the D.C. Madam's phone list.
A few years back.
Right, but presumably, you know, they're female hookers, so that's family values.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of like David Bitter.
He slept the night on C Street. He's been vindicated.
And then there was, I can't remember. You know what I was thinking, actually? Because we were talking about, obviously, the Papers, Please law.
Yeah.
The law that drew everyone's attention before this. Yeah, yeah. But speaking of the, Remember the sheriff? The build the dang fence? That guy?
Babu.
Yes. Babu, he was the tough on, you know, the border guy, Republican sheriff guy that was featured everywhere. And then it turns out he was good at securing the border, except around his own bed where apparently there was a male illegal immigrant.
Boyfriend was.
Right. Which kind of
magic.
Right.
Mio.
Yeah.
Right. Ay, papi. Donde está mis pantalones?
Yo vivo en su cama. I live in your bed.
He's still sheriff of Pinal County, though.
Is he?
Yeah.
Penal.
No, Pinal.
Right.
It's pronounced Pinal.
Right.
Pinal, like penalty in soccer.
Right. Thank you, Carlos. All right. Yeah. Love letter. Love letter for us.
Oh.
This is, I have to say, because we are so thrilled. Everyone knows you've been, you were, you know what, in fact, hang on, I'm going to jump ahead here.
Uh-oh.
Somebody, Dave, the official lonesome liberal in Cumming, Georgia.
Cumming.
Staff, I saw a link on Twitter to a Rolling Stones story called 12 Late Night Talk Shows That Didn't Last. Oh. I clicked through to read about you, and you didn't even make this list. Should we start a protest? Yeah, sure, get on that.
Oh, you didn't last long enough not to last.
I didn't even make the list of loser late night shows.
The
Carlos was a sketch player, the Irregular Regulars.
The Regular Regulars.
Yeah.
I have a question for
you. That's how long I've known Carlos. Yeah. Longer than you, longer than Jim.
That's right. When Stephanie was fired after 12 weeks of the 13-week run, right, and they brought in Danny Bonaducci, yeah, did you remain?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. It was so much fun.
Loyalty in Hollywood. Hello, hello, Mr. Bonaducci.
It's like when Dave Foley's character in It's a Bug Life leaves the town.
Yes.
Listen, if I see a mop of red hair coming in here tomorrow, you'll be like, oh, hello, Mr. Bonaducci.
Yeah.
Hey, I had to get my extra $632 for that week. I wasn't going to leave with that extra $632 for seven jobs that I worked on that show.
Anyway, she's part of our sexy liberal family now. We're excited. We're thrilled. I actually am thrilled that you were able to join Sexy Liberal, because we've had some incredible times with Hal and Aisha, and you were just, the Phoenix show was amazing, and people are so excited. Oh, so here's the sexy, this is the kind of sexy liberal family we have. Dave writes, Steph, I'm a longtime listener, huge fan of the show from the deep red state of Georgia. People feel like they're alone. They're in red oasis.
Oh, yeah. But this isn't the coming Georgia guy.
No, okay. Somewhere else in Georgia that is not coming.
A place that needs Cialis.
I'm so happy I'm coming to Chicago to see Sexy Liberal in April. I'm a disabled Desert Storm veteran, and Mark, my best friend of 30 years, is flying me up from Atlanta and taking me to see the show. I turned him on to your show while he was visiting in January. Now there's another Steph head in the world. My birthday is April 23rd. His is the 26th show night. Best birthday present ever.
Ever.
Here is my oh-so-beautiful dog, Ava. Oh, Ava's so pretty, Fred Lack. A Newfoundland black lab mix who loves your show, especially Max and Fred. She always barks when she sees them.
Aww.
Aww. And Fred barks as a faraway dog. Back at Ava.
He barked yesterday during that right-wing caller.
Yeah, he did. I've been wanting to see Sexy Liberal Show for years. I can't wait for all the fun. Also, can you please say hi to Craig and Ava? Hi, Craig. Hi, Ava.
And thank you for your
service. Faraway dog says hi. All right. Go to Sexy Liberal on Facebook or .com. Some great new pictures up, actually.
Yeah, new pictures.
Yeah, and we need separate pictures just of John Fugelsang's hair, because it's
a lot of hair.
It's
hair.
A thing of beauty. It
Van
really
Buren
is.
Van Buren-type hair.
Right.
Rawr, it's mad. It's Beethoven hair. Hit me in my right ear again.
Actually, I think
we
he
will
runs
see
a...
him and his hair, of course, in Fort Lauderdale this weekend.
He runs a comb through it a lot more often than Beethoven did, I think.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Tim from Indiana. Steph, please ask Carlos to do his Gene Wilder impression from Young Frankenstein. It's
listen
one of the...
to me. You are not evil. You are good. Yes. Okay. Open the door. It was a joke. I was joking. Open the door.
Listen to me very carefully, right?
Listen to me very carefully. No matter what you hear, no matter
listen
how...
Listen to me very carefully. Put the candle
back. It's a different
back.
Movie, though, Steph.
I don't know. It's still, that was a great... I was just saying that's a great
that's
Gene
Wilder. Young Frankenstein.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Put the candle back. It's a different scene.
I thought you were doing from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No. That's when he goes into the... Hey there, handsome.
No, people it's from Young Frankenstein. Okay. When he's talking to the monster.
You. Okay.
You know why? Because they're jealous. Do you want to talk about muscle? Do you want to talk about strength? Do you want to talk about... The Olympian ideal.
That's
okay.
That's good. It is good. Tim in Indiana, you were right. That's awesome.
Yeah, bitches, let's go.
That's Albuquerque.
Matt in Tampa, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Carlos. Hey, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, I had an interesting thought. I do know hospitals are generally private industry. I mean, they're for profit. What happens if a gay person walks into a hospital? Can they be refused service?
Yeah, I mean, these are the kind of issues this creates. Somebody was saying, Matt, I think even the one in Kansas, is it, Chris, that there's a whole host of things that, you know, a gay couple that wants, you know, to deal with a will or anything that they're entitled to, presumably a person could refuse to, I'm not going to help you with any of that.
There's even a more insidious one that's going through Idaho right now.
Right.
And so that's why I think it's important to nip Arizona in the bud, because if this Arizona law passes, then it's going to give cover to all these other states who have it going through their legislative systems.
You know, you met him at my party Saturday. I was thinking, you know, we chatted he's a gay guy,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, just think, are we going back to those days? Because he was talking about he was in a pretty serious bike accident.
Yeah.
It was back 20 years ago, and he said that it was during the AIDS scare, mm-hmm. and he said, you know, they sort of guessed he was gay, and he was saying, like, they wouldn't touch him, the ambulance workers, and the, I mean, I can't remember the whole story, but it was horrible. It was like they wouldn't, you know.
Well, it's like when Greg Louganis hit his head on the back of that diving board.
Yeah.
They didn't know whether.
Right.
Clean the pool, drain it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. No, and I mean, but that's what I'm saying is he was even saying they just sort of guessed. Like, here he is. He's seriously injured, and he's, I don't know, I'm wearing spandex. But then you're going, who doesn't wear spandex shorts when you're biking? But he's like, they sort of guessed that I was gay and didn't, like, I mean, it's just, you think, are we really going back to those kind of days? It's just sad. Right.
Well, at least you can offer some minuscule amount of excuse there where it was based upon their fears of personal safety, which is still I don't agree with, but at least there was a modicum of
reason.
Right. It wasn't, it might not have just have been homophobia, but I mean, it's just saying the caller raises a good question.
Yeah.
You know, what I mean, seriously, could you be in an emergency room situation and someone says, oh, you know.
I suppose you can be anywhere in the state but, where you're serving people.
There are Catholic hospitals or whatever. Those are private institutions that are nonprofit, and I don't think they're governed by any laws, any commerce laws.
Right? Yeah. All right. 18 minutes after the hour, we roll along having more coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Go ahead. Laugh out loud in your cubicle. Everyone already thinks you're a left-wing lunatic anyway. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Shake it up.
Like a bus just pulled up to Carlos.
Yeah, hello.
Or the Eastern Seaboard, a snowdrift.
It's a food truck.
It's Max. It is the Stephanie Miller Show with coffee with sexy liberal Carlos Alizraki. 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number, toll free from anywhere. A different kind of love letter, Chris. I have to read this one. This we're talking about this whole issue, the anti-gay bill in Arizona. This is about Michael Sam. Steph, I was listening to the podcast while lifting at the gym. Note, laughing out loud while trying to bench press can be dangerous. Yes, yes. Careful. I felt I had to respond to the guy who had called in from San Francisco who didn't think Michael Sam had any reason to come out. There are lots of reasons, millions of reasons, for millions of gay men like me. I played football, basketball, track, and soccer in high school. Growing up, I thought I might be gay, but I had a difficult time understanding it because Elton John, RuPaul, were the only gay role models I knew. I couldn't identify with any of them. In fact, when I came out to my pastor in college, he told me I couldn't be gay because I loved Husker football so much. True story, I swear. Michael Sam coming out is huge. Jason Collins and Robbie Rogers were cracks in the wall of stereotypes that Sam just tore down. It will drive the homophobes crazy, but they can't stop it now. And as a result of his bravery, young gay guys like me, as well as their straight teammates, will now have someone to look up to and identify with. Hopefully someday athletes won't need to come out because it won't even matter. But for today, Michael Sam's courage and strength has made it a little easier for young gays to be themselves, and the importance of that can't be overstated. Thanks for your awesome show. And if you guys are ever in Omaha, Chris will have a spotter. Brady
Sweet.
In Omaha. So there you go. You got a spotter in Omaha,
awesome.
Nebraska.
All right.
Sussed out that you lift weights. That's so weird.
You know, it happens.
But we were talking about that, at least the progressiveness of the NFL as compared to soccer in the IOC and having the World Cup in Qatar where there's no rights for women or gays or anybody.
Yeah.
So it's
kind of
sad.
It reminds me of our friend, the official country star of the Stephanie Miller Show, Shelley Wright. Mm-hmm. In her great documentary, she talks about that, you know, because she's a very beautiful, very feminine woman. And she was saying that when she was growing up, she couldn't relate to people. Like, she remembered, I think there's a scene in the movie where she talks about seeing Billie Jean King and thinking, oh, like, not that there's anything wrong with, but, you know, it was that thing that not being able to.
She couldn't relate.
Right.
Yeah.
And she thought, and in fact, I remember she talked about, like, women that were a little more butch. She goes, I wanted them to dress up their dresses because they're blowing my cover, like, rather than.
Yeah. But I have a friend, Matt, that just came out, and he's a really good guy. He just came out maybe 3 months ago, and he's watching Adam Lambert with Men on Leashes. He goes, how can we both be gay?
Right.
Yeah.
But no, and she said that's when she encouraged me to come out, because she said it's important for those of us that can hide not to. Because there are some people that have never been able to hide. And that's what's so horrible about this law is, you know, really you're going to be looking at people like, are you a stereotype? Are you not? So maybe if you're not a stereotype, you could get served. I mean, that is not America.
Here comes the pun. You could be the Rosie O'Donnell Parks.
Yeah. By the way, I do...
Really? Really?
Come on. Really?
All right. Speaking of horrible service at restaurants, Burger King receipt calls grandma a bitch-ass hoe and makes her cry.
Oh.
A grandmother nearly ended up weeping into her Whopper after a Burger King employee called her and her daughter-in-law bitch-ass hoes.
Was that a white male?
On their receipt. Burger King, I love this part, Burger King Media Relations confirmed in a letter that calling a customer a bitch-ass hoe is, in fact, against company policy. Well, that's good.
Intent. It's how it's said.
Great.
You are one bitch-ass hoe, and please come back again.
Both all y'all. Both of you bitch-ass hoes.
Bitch-ass hoes means girl
of
fun.
Yeah. Okay. Chris in San Francisco, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Chris.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Anyway, I have a theory.
Yes.
About the bill, because there are also all these other bills that are happening that I really feel like these are just sort of fundraising tactics. I mean, look when this bill is going to land, you know, when she might sign it by the 28th. It's always the end of the month. I think these are just sort of fundraising tactics for the right wing, as they've always been in the past.
Yep.
And, these guys that are saying, like, oh, well, we didn't need to vote for it or whatever, it's because this bill got too far.
Well, Chris, it's like this ridiculous Republican lobbyist and his no gays in the NFL bill. He's, like, admitting, oh, this is for Republicans that are going to get teabagged, that are going to get primaried from the right, that just reassure their base that they're homophobic enough. I mean, it's just political cover. It's disgusting.
Exactly. It's all about politics, and it makes me very angry.
Yeah.
Well, this bill was written and introduced by an incredibly far-right think tank in Arizona called the Center for Arizona Policy.
Yeah.
They're the most horrible far-right religious nuts that you could ever imagine, but they have a big foothold in the Arizona legislature.
Yeah. Well, that's got to change. As
yes, absolutely.
Was just talking to us about. Let's go to Leah in Illinois. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Leah.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm hoping to be able to see you guys in Chicago, Secretary Liberal, because I'm at the redneck hell end of the state.
Oh, no. Come on.
Just from Kentucky.
Come on with it in April. Let's go.
It's horrible. It's horrible. We need to go. But two things on the Chihuahua story and the whole just ridiculous bill.
Yes.
I have a Chihuahua Boston mix who weighs 9 pounds. We call her 9 pounds of fury. That's her WWE name.
Right.
Ah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I have a 200-pound English Mastiff. I'm way more scared of BB, the Chihuahua mix, than I am of the big Mastiff. Other than Daphne likes to sit on my feet sometimes, which is like, get
yes, like a sofa has just fallen on your feet, right?
Yes, exactly. And my in-laws, my husband's parents live in Arizona part of the year. I don't really enjoy visiting them, and I'm a pretty butch straight girl. I don't wear makeup. Know more about football than 90% of straight males on the planet.
Oh, you're gonna be my new reality show, Blurred Lines. Because I'm just saying, it's a whole. Most of the women I know, you would guess wrong every time who's gay and who's straight. I'm just telling you.
Kadar Smadar.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
That's a great story about being old and alone. It's like you've been walking around dead for 20 years and no one's had the decency to cremate you and sprinkle your ashes over Old Maid Mountain.
Come change Mama's bath water.
Mama had an accident. Give me my cherry soda.
Coffee with Sexy Liberal Carlos El Rocky.
And Ramsey, apparently.
How Hollywood is this? He has a script. He has sides.
Got my sides.
In front of him, as they say here in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Auditioning for something. Later. What are you auditioning for?
For Bones.
Cast him, who's ever listening. Do it. Just do it.
Yeah,
he's
cast me now.
The funniest, most talented man in the world. Do it.
I need a job. I got two kids. I'll play the man at the playground.
All right.
Fine left.
All right. By the way, I like to throw in a story when we get onto a gay rights issue.
Yeah. Sure.
Because as you know, all heterosexual people everywhere have perfect relationships and marriages.
Oh, absolutely.
It's always a perfect love story. Like this headline, Death by Cunnilingus.
What?
Oh, huh? Give that the funeral thing.
Yes, he does a whole superset on this Sexy Liberal that you can look forward to. A Brazilian woman tried to kill her husband by putting poison in her...
Oh, I thought it was death by having too much...
By putting poison in her...
Okay.
No. Although this is a love story of a type, the intended victim knew something was going on when he noticed an unfamiliar odor. Realizing that his wife was probably absorbing the majority of the poison she intended to kill him with, he brought her to the hospital and saved her life.
Oh, that's sweet.
I love this article. This guy, he's totally down to perform oral sex 24/7 and will generously rush you to the emergency room after you try to kill him. And they say chivalry is dead.
Aww. I see a new contestant on The Bachelor.
That's all about the love.
That's darling.
Oh, heavens. Hey, do you see we have a new, it's hard to keep track. There's like, every day there's a new, like, either anti-gay, anti-woman, anti-
Mm-hmm.
Immigrant, a brown person. The Virginia senator that referred to women as hosts, their body's just a host for a child.
God. Oh,
you're like a,
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're just a vessel. That's
how
you are.
Just a vessel. Right.
For my seed.
Yes.
To find a purchase.
From the Virginia
senator. Her womb was a rocky place where my seed could find no purchase.
Well, you already raised Arizona at the Phoenix sexy level. That's on to Fort Lauderdale and Madison and Chicago.
Women are vessels, is what he said.
And he really was. He was like Wendy wears the Huggies. Him and his two little boo-boos. Okay. Virginia, this is, again, you can't tell which is the comedy and which is real. Virginia Senator Steve Martin.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Sans banjo.
Republican of Richmond came under fire after calling pregnant women hosts. During a Facebook rant against a pro-choice coalition, he got a Valentine's Day card sent to him by the Virginia Pro-Choice Coalition that argued for a range of health care, including abortions. He wrote, "Once a child does exist in your womb, I'm not going to assume a right to kill it just because the child's host." Some people refer to them as mothers. Don't want it. He edited his post to swap out the word bearer of the child, which is so much more personal. And
yeah.
On Tuesday, a pro-choice coalition plans to stand in the gallery of the Virginia State wearing the shirts emblazoned, "Not a host." Rock on, sisters.
Yeah, that host could have been raped by their dad. But they're
just
a host.
You're just the host organism.
If they were raped.
Just the host organism.
And viciously attacked. Don't worry about your personality, your body, or emotions. Just be the host you're supposed to be. And squirt that thing out for me, because I ain't going to take care of it. I mean, yeah, well, oh, I don't know.
That is romantic. Squirt that thing out. That was pretty. Okay.
It's a miracle of life.
Right? Hey, guess what? A chick might be replacing Mitch McConnell in the Senate. Woot!
Hell yeah. Nate Ashley Judd.
Allison Lungergan Grimes, who I think is awesome.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton was down there.
Down there. What's that Brazilian story? Could you read that one again?
Look, I love Kentucky. You've been good to me. You voted for me twice. You've been great to Hillary. I love Kentucky. It makes a big difference who wins this election. And Allison Lundigan Grimes should win it and will with your help.
Yeah. Woohoo. Big dog.
You get him, Bill.
Big dog. Yeah. Bill Clinton again talking
Allison's opponent's been a little short of brilliant at. You get all this money from all these guys that don't really want anything to change and haven't noticed that adjusted for inflation, median family income in Kentucky and in America is lower today than it was the day I left office.
Yeah.
Oh, some turtle Kentucky, trouble. Wildcats are doing well.
He's such a dude. Wildcats. He's such a sports dude.
Wildcats.
Bill Clinton.
When there's a problem, do everything you can to make sure the problem is never fixed. It may work in an election, get people all torn up and upset and have everybody mad all the time, but it's a dumb way to run a country.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Let's hear it for the big go.
Here for Bill. Yes, such a good way of putting things. That's what I miss about it.
Here's a pro-Obama thing.
It's like honey, isn't it? Just when you hear the,
Yeah.
Hey, 4 million people signed up.
Four million people have signed up for Obamacare.
Woot. This is nice.
Yeah. Here she is, Allison Lundgren Grimes.
You will hear over the course of this campaign, especially on behalf
of the women of this state, 53% of the electorate, a little Katy Perry roar. And by the end of this, by the end of this race, 8 months from now, we'll be bringing home our Kentucky girl, Miley Cyrus, with a little wrecking ball straight to the guardian of gridlock.
Wow. Oh, she's got a pop culture writer.
Well, she's 35, you know, so she's
know.
In with
like,
the kids.
She didn't. That's not a pro Miley Cyrus thing, is it?
Well, Miley Cyrus is
it
from Kentucky.
It was a
Kentucky.
Reference. Yeah, she is from Kentucky. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Susan in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller with show with Carlos. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Steph.
Hi, yeah, go ahead.
You know, you got to come to Kalamazoo. We have a gorgeous theater here. You should come and do your sexy liberal show.
Kalamazoo. Yeah, we did. Where did we do? Detroit Opera House. Yeah, we did that with Aisha Tyler and Aretha Franklin was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tim Allen's old stomping grounds, Derek Jeter's old stomping grounds right here in Kalamazoo.
Wow. All right. So go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, the reason I'm calling, I am a lesbian.
Is that allowed in Kalamazoo?
It is.
Kalamazoo, what?
Oh. Anyway, I have a brother who passed about 12 years ago, and he was also gay. And he was an American serviceman, and as reprehensible as this law is in Arizona, which if it passes, God forbid, it's bad that anybody would be discriminated against any gay people, but I wonder if they've thought about the fact that people like my brother, who were servicemen and women who fought for their rights, won't have those same rights themselves.
Yeah.
And, he took his own life 12 years ago.
Why?
And, you know, Arizona's my second home. My parents moved out there to retire. And, there was a caller that called in yesterday that said, wouldn't it be great if somebody put up a sign, if a business put up a sign? And there was a pizza joint in Tucson that put up a sign, we reserve the right to refuse service to Arizona legislators. I thought that was
that's great.
Perfect.
I
just, you know, this is something that you know, I'm really passionate about. You know, we've got kids killing themselves, gay kids, gay, you know, servicemen, gay and straight, killing themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think that that's something that they ought to think about, you know, one section of the of the electorate.
I mean, and that's why, you know, it does make a difference, Carlos. She raises an interesting point. I mean, it makes it, someone said that to me once, it makes a difference to that gay kid in, you know, Kansas that might want to kill themselves because they think they're never going to have a happy life or a career or be able to marry the person they love or, you know, I mean, it really, that's why it's so heartbreaking to see this, that they see what's happening in Arizona right now.
And speaking of servicemen, we might have been clued into how people would eventually react when the gay servicemen during the Republican national debate said, I'm gay, and they are boo.
Right, you got cheered.
And none of the candidates
Army,
said
gay,
anything.
Boo. Right.
Yeah, so.
And where was that debate? Arizona.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's go to Annie in Oklahoma, where the wind comes presumably sweeping through the plane. Hello. Just a little gay reference, sort of. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Annie.
How are you?
Good.
Well, I just wanted to say that the discrimination law is not limited to Arizona.
Right.
We might have one in Oklahoma. My sister-in-law was having a cake made for her daughter, who was turning 3, and my niece really liked rainbows and Rainbow Bright. Mm-hmm. And so my sister-in-law went to a bakery and wanted them to make a layer cake where the layers are, you know, colors of the rainbow. And they refused.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
They didn't even ask if it was for a child's birthday. They didn't ask. They just flat out refused. I guess they just assumed. So they lost business.
Wow. I mean,
we don't believe in
that's
the
perfect story
here.
For this. Like, this is how, you know, when you start this kind of.
Hey, wait a minute. It's for a Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon party.
Yeah.
We need the prism.
Yeah. So I was just reading something on your Facebook page. Someone said, you know, gluttony is one of the 7 deadly sins. Can you ban fat people from your restaurant and not serve fat people?
That would be foolish.
Yeah.
But it would be legal.
It would be.
Under this law.
As you helpfully pointed out earlier, if you were to ban Rush Limbaugh, that's a lot of.
Nah, it's blowing it.
It's
that's
a lot
like,
of cash.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cash there. You're just throwing out the window. Paul in Seattle, you're on with Carlos. Hey, Paul.
Oh, hello. I was thinking about this, the supporters for this discrimination law keep saying that, well, this isn't the same as race, because this is a business's religious right not to participate in a behavior. But it occurs to me that gays and lesbian people aren't coming into the business to have sex.
Right. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Neither are they asking the business owner to participate in their
thank you.
Three-way or something. But
yeah.
Other than that, the when you're in business, when you have your doors open, you're essentially it constitutes you're making an offer.
Yeah.
So if I walk into your business, whether I'm gay or straight or anything, that constitutes an acceptance. And just by basic contract law, you have to serve them.
Right. And then how do you, you know, that's what I was saying earlier. How do you prove that you're not gay? Do you have to have straight sex in front of them to order to get your table at the restaurant or what?
Yeah, short of that, this is all based on the religious right supposition that being gay is a choice. And so, well, if you're black, if you're African-American, you don't have a choice. That's just the way you were born.
Yeah.
If you're gay, you didn't listen to Jesus hard enough.
You know what? That reason is exactly why the hardcore conservatives are confused as to the furor behind this. Because they can't imagine that.
Yeah. Bigotry is bigotry is bigotry, period.
They think it's a choice.
Yep.
46 minutes after the hour. Right back with the remaining moments of Coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She gets insulted by more right-wingers before 6 a.m. than most people do all day. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you smarter. Puts that fever higher. Doesn't mean I'm over. Cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Carlos is waving to his 2-year-old Riley, who is watching. We are on StephanieMiller.com?
Yeah, on DirecTV.
Oh, how you doing? Hi, Riley.
Hi.
Okay.
Stinky. You want to go in Stephanie's pool? She said you can come on over.
Come on. Okay.
Oh, boy.
She did on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, she's trying to drown herself in, like, Sunset Boulevard.
I couldn't, and you're the baby, who is how old?
Yeah, Austin is just over 6 weeks, January 3rd, so some 6-7 weeks.
Right, she looked cute, although her face was cemented to your chest, so it was hard. I had to... pop it off a little bit. Oh, cute. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a leech.
Right.
Like
it was like a scene from Alien.
Yeah, it was face hugger.
Right.
Like I said, when my wife breastfeeds, she's like it's like feeding at the seal tank.
By the way, I mentioned this before. My favorite bit that he did at Phoenix Sexy Liberal was you put the baby in the middle of the bed and to get her bath water ready, and she fell off, and it's a whole, you have to see it.
You have to see it. I'll do it.
It's a whole cartoon extravaganza. Everything in slow motion.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Julie in Seattle says that we forgot another CC and Steph Goldwater Miller 2008 slogan.
Mm-hmm.
No cooter photos that we know of yet. I forgot about that. And none ever surfaced that I know of. Yeah.
I think that's why you started taking pictures of your cooter at Sexy Living Shows.
No, I think that was because of Anthony Weiner.
Oh, okay.
Right. Right. Well, I was saying, because this is a guy thing. It's not a girl thing.
So those photos are floating.
Yeah, no pictures of Hillary's foggy bottom. Nothing like that.
No.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
President Obama paid tribute to Harold Ramis. Very sad, right? By quoting Caddyshack, one of my, he said, "Our thoughts and prayers are with Harold's wife, Erica, his children and grandchildren, all those who loved him, his quote, his work with abandon, who hope he received total consciousness," which is the Bill Murray speech and about the Dalai Lama. In,
maybe you should have had Eric Holder say something about Harold Ramis passing.
Yeah. Start with me again,
sorry,
mister. All right, we are flying on the same flight because we have 5 hours to talk about it on a plane.
Right.
To Fort Lauderdale.
Air Marshal Liam Neeson, you two calm down.
Did you see this? Donna Karen dresses got lost and then found at LAX. First of all, nothing is lost at LAX. It just takes longer for your baggage to arrive than your flight. Even if you're coming from New Zealand, it is just a fact of life at LAX.
There is no reason for it to take an hour to get your luggage.
Right. So there were they were bound for somebody, actresses, presenters, and so then they were found in the cargo area. Exactly. It's like another whole vacation, the time you spend for your baggage at LAX. Just saying. It's just a little thing. Child abuse allegations ripping apart Woody and Soon Yi.
Yeah, great.
Apparently she's a little bit exercised.
A little bit.
She's having a hard time. Oh, apparently he keeps sending her on shopping trips and things like that to try to soothe her, but it's not working. Here's the credit card.
Just go down to CVS and, you know, here's $5. Buy something from the, you know, the travel, you know, the little mini, you know, Pert shampoos, 2-in-1. You could buy 4 of those.
I'm surprised that would not soothe her.
No.
To get some Pert. Yeah. Okay, Alan, Chicago.
Do they still make Pert?
They do.
He had the most random references.
That's awesome.
A quick thing.
Do they still make Herbal Essence?
Yes.
I don't know. Oh, all right. Hi, Al.
Hey, hi. How are you doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, a couple of quick things. In Arizona, civil rights legislation covers LGBT. It's just the right has done such a great job in convincing everyone that civil rights only meant black. Mm-hmm. So when they go through and strip civil rights legislation, it affects everyone. It
right.
always has effect. It's yeah. always civil rights legislation covers every human.
Yep. Yep. I know.
But
well,
I mean, forget that.
Well, this is what, you know, you brought up, or I think you brought up, I'm sorry, about some of the black churches. That's the, yeah. when they out here with Prop 8, that's the play they always run. How can we, you know, fearmonger and divide? And so they tried to, you know, obviously make it a wedge issue between blacks and gays out here.
Right. And black gays.
Yes. Jenny in Baltimore, you're on with Carlos. Hi, Jenny.
Hi. I haven't called in a long time, but I'm your official pagan archaeologist of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yakaliki.
Neo-pagan.
Yes, a neo-pagan. I've been thinking about this. I don't think the Center for Arizona Policy has thought this through, because it may have the opposite effect for which they're intending.
Uh-huh.
Employers in Arizona may well refuse to hire evangelical Christians for fear that they will discriminate against customers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the opposite of the intention of this bill.
Conservatives always ignore the law of unintended consequences.
Yes. What do you make of that 200-year-old douche found under New York City Hall as an archaeologist?
I've missed that one. I'll have to look it up.
Please, look it up. Someone said, I didn't know Peter King was 200 years old.
Hey.
See, they did the Peter King joke. I went with John McCain, even though he had less reason to be
right.
in New York.
Talk about Dr. Leakey.
Hey! Bam!
Okay,
that's
that was nothing but net.
That's why he's Carlos Eldrocky, bitches.
That's right, bitch.
He is comedy.
Yes.
It is comedy gravel soup, bitches. Aldous in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Aldous.
Hello. Hey, you know, one of the other laws of unintended consequences with this Arizona anti-gay bill is that the right wing always says being gay is a choice. So what if you walk in, they say, sorry, we're not serving you, you're gay. Hey, look, I choose not to be gay so long as you serve me a steak for the next hour or two. Yeah. And you know what? If they
tell you what, I won't do anything gay for an hour if I can just have a steak.
Well, what I'm saying is, if they say, well, you can't choose not to be gay, you go, aha.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. I'm not coming out. I'm going back in just for that steak.
Yeah.
I'm going back in for an hour.
Yeah, I don't really have principles. Just listen. I won't even think about for like an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Ryan in Atlanta. You're on with Carlos. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Stephanie, one thing I haven't really heard is that how do the shop owners or merchants prove their religiosity? Like,
yeah.
I would love if she signs that bill, which I'm dead set against,
yeah.
I would love to have to make them prove that they go to church.
Yeah, show me your papers. You look brown. Show me your papers. Show me your straight papers. Show me your religious papers. It's going to be, a lot of paperwork in Arizona.
I don't even know the Bible, but make them quote Matthew 3:29
right.
or something. Who knows what it is?
Right.
Those numbers and things.
Right.
It now.
You got to have your legal papers. You got to have your straight papers. You got to have your religious
it's
papers.
Gotta be, it's got to be the right religion.
For
can't
such
be
a,
none of that Muslim stuff.
For such a libertarian-leaning state, they sure require a lot of papers in Arizona.
Yeah. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about on the plane to Fort Lauderdale for sexy liberal wanna.
That's right. Yeah.
Are you being distant already? Okay. All right. We will see you. Love you, Carlos. We will see you.
Rent?
We will see you tomorrow at the Stephanie Miller Show.